Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. Yep. So you're not going to believe. So Tuesday, let me know, because this is a little bit of a yarn I could spin. Is there anybody in the queue?
No one with a hand raised. So,
all right. I'll be brief-ish. Okay. So, that day, as every day, is just always jam-packed, always lots of things going on. And it's summer vacation, so the kids are home. And as many of you guys know, my husband was laid off from his job Holy Thursday. I'll never forget it, because I always call that day as Holy Beep Thursday. So I always remember it's Holy Thursday. So that's, I guess, May, whatever. So, and we have adapted to that shift, and we're managing, and he's collecting unemployment and getting freelance work, and I have fortunately been able to delegate some things off of my shoulders in terms of the kids, etc. So he had mentioned several days prior that this weird thing had happened where he would for just a couple seconds see kind of like stars or a flash of light and a temporary loss of vision.
What?
And I'm like, ooh, okay, let's just be on top of that. So that was several days ago. Then on, today's Thursday, right? Okay, then on Monday night, we actually had a dear friend of mine that came to have dinner with us, who was visiting from out of town, and we had an amazing time together. But apparently, as he was refilling our wine glasses in the kitchen, it happened again, and he didn't say anything, of course, because we were in the middle of whatever. So that was Monday night. So I do the show Tuesday, getting ready for my ridiculous day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I didn't get a chance to tell you this, but that thing where with my eye, I'm like, don't tell me it happened again. He goes, yes, it happened again. So I just checked to see if our insurance, because now we have Obamacare on crack insurance because he's
right.
Working full time. And
right.
Thank God, I'm such a stickler. I'm not really into doctors, but I'm into insurance, even if it's just a Band-Aid, because stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff happens. This is a perfect example. And I always have to make sure my kids are covered more than anything else. But so if something happens catastrophically or otherwise, we at least have something. So thank God, you know, he has some sort of coverage. And he's kind of casual about it. And, yeah, I just see that, you know, I can go to this urgent care center and they take the insurance. Yeah, so maybe, and this is the difference between me and my husband. So he's gonna ponder it. This is why I say that you and my husband should get together. So he's gonna right? We've been married for a long time. You and I have been married for a long time. You're my sister wife. Okay. So he's gonna ponder it. I said no. Go now. And I got stuff to do, so you need to go now. Go now. So
yes.
He was out of the house from, let's say, 10:30 to 5:45.
Wow.
Yes. So thank goodness. I am just so used to just putting myself into that mode. And I made sure the kids were good. I told my son, get a pizza. I have to go to work. Watch the, you know, you, sorry, you're going to, you have to stay home. You have to be with your younger brother. made sure they were okay, and I'm looking online, and I'm like, oh, no. Don't tell me that he's at risk for a stroke, because there's no breath, there's no words, where am I going to put that in my life?
Mm.
Where there's no room at the end. Where do I put this? So I am, you know, breathing through that. And we mention Lolita's housemate, Adam, all the time, who is a wonderful spiritual being. My teenage son has been working with him for over a year now remotely, and it's adorable. Like, in my mind, it's like, okay, better than seeing a shrink, that it's counseling. But their relationship, it's like wizard and apprentice. It's like the coolest thing. With some counseling thrown in. So Adam, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago, I don't know, I have no sense of time with anything, had sent us a box. He's really brilliant with making homemade incense, soaps, as some of us know. And he had made for us a customized box of different incenses and talismans and wonderful things, primarily for Cole, but also for myself. And I said, get me Adam's box right now. Get me the box. And get me some of Jay's sage. So I break off this beautiful sage that Jay has harvested for both of us. And now we're so spoiled, because to me there's no other sage than that. So broke off a piece of that. And I didn't even look at the directions or instructions that I had written down when Adam had sent the box, and when he talked to me about everything. I'm like, no, we're going to freestyle this. I don't have time to look at no paper. And I put the blocks of charcoal, the sage, everything that could be lit. And I said to my son, he's fine. And there's a lesson in all of this for all of us. He's fine. I lit that sucker, took some rescue remedy, and I had to go about my day. I had to do work for a film that I'm co-producing that's shooting in a few weeks. I had a 3-hour class I had to teach. I had stuff to do. And breathing through it, and then maybe, I don't even know when, let's say maybe during a break of the class I was teaching, and I'm breathing through all of this, and nobody would have ever known a damn thing. I was just doing my thing as I do it. I'm a stickler for being professional, so I was. And I texted my husband, please let me know how you are. And it turned out that with his vitals and all of that, they ruled out stroke. So that just energetically had my knees like, oh my God.
Right.
Okay, check that, good. But they think it might be a detached retina. I'm like, okay.
Ooh.
Yes, okay. And where are you now? So he was at the eye hospital, which has, like, I guess, a walk-in facility, thank God. And I thought, oh, my God, like, is he going to have to get surgery now? Is he going to be, like, I don't know these, I don't know anything. I'm working, I don't know. And then right as my class was 15 minutes from being over, I got a text, I'm home, I'm okay, I'll talk to you when you come back. Like, okay. So, it's some term, ocular something, couldn't even tell you what it is. And what they determined is that some small veins in the eyes, one eye, I'm sorry, had burst, which I'll take over a stroke or a detached retina. I'll take it. So by the miracle of prescription drops, yes, now he's on, going to be on the merry-go-round of ruling out some medical issues. So now, and he's like me, we don't go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get, you know, checked out, and then he has an appointment with an ophthalmologist specialist, and we'll see what's what. And yeah, and we had the conversation with every hour. You know, when somebody goes through something, then with every hour, you sort of see them come back a little bit, like they're hit by a truck,
yeah,
energetically, like hour. So of course, this would take the wind out of anybody's sails. So in talking to him yesterday, I was out from 8:30 in the morning, and I wasn't back until I don't know. I don't even know. Everything's a blur. A million things going on. So I called to check on him, and I said, you know, your energy is good. You're okay. Your energy is good. It's almost like a caller on the show. It was that kind of feeling. It was funny.
Uh-huh.
I felt like it was a caller on the show. I'm like, no. Like, this is. He's like, oh, good. I'm so relieved. I can't tell. I said, no. This is good. And you know, I looked at the Louise Hay book, you know.
Right.
And I can't quote it, but like, it's just not wanting to look at your life, basically.
Mm.
And he does tend to sweat the small stuff. He does tend to be a little reactionary. I am extremely hypersensitive to a lot of things, and exponentially so, because I'm exhausted. So my hypersensitivity is at an all-time high with noise and with any sort of acrimony in the household. I can't, you know, if people are dropping like flies, let me have peace in my house. I can't feel
right.
Like anything other than peace in my house. I can't deal with the petty, small stuff. And I'm out in the world way more than him. It's always been that way. He's a writer. He lives in his mind. I live in the world. So there's enough of that. I really want it to be a quiet, gentle place. It's hard when you're raising two boys that are growing up. It's really hard to ask for that, but, like, I need that. My life depends on it. And it's interesting because he heard the channeled message, and I haven't heard it yet. And it's very interesting. And I wanted to get snarky, but I kept it to myself because I was just too tired. But it was very interesting. And he knows me better than anybody. But it was very telling to me that he was like, you know, that really sounded that was all about you. And I'm like, of course.
What?
And I'm like, you know what? At least I shed a tear, but I'm not saying nothing. That was just what you were going through. And I'm like, I said, well, if I'm the messenger, if I'm the filter, and it's raw and emotional, it's going to come out that way. And I said, yeah, of course. And I thought, oh, I want to get really snarky right now. I want to take off my earrings and my rings. I want to put my hair back. I want to put some Vaseline so I don't get scratched up. No. Oh, my baby. No. No. I wanted to get gangsta on him about that. I was too tired to be angry. I said, okay. And in my mind, disagree with you, but I'm too tired to disagree. At that point, I chose peace over being right. I don't care.
Yeah.
Not my journey. And I would say maybe that conversation, I don't remember, my sense of time is so distorted. Maybe that conversation happened a day or two before this incident.
Ah.
Isn't that interesting? I'm like, I'm not saying nothing. And then when I came home, he said, yeah, I really, I made the suggestion even before this happened with the eyes. Because I want more peace in the house. I said this maybe a day or two before, I don't even remember, but all sort of compressed together. I said, I really want us to meditate as a family. like 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, because with kids, it's like how much are they going to do? And what's great is my son Cole meditates on a regular basis because he's working with Adam, and he is very much evolved in his spiritual journey as a 17-year-old. I mean, he's great. We can have incredibly profound conversations. But I love that idea. It was my idea. And now he's like, I really want to do that. I'm like, yeah, you need to do that. Like, you need to meditate and you need to whatever. It hasn't quite happened because I don't want to be the ringleader. I'm the ringleader for everything. I'm the ringleader.
Right.
And I'm the problem solver for so much more than just my household. I'm like, no. It's because I meditate. So if you really want to do that, either you'll start meditating on your own, or you will, get the family together and say, I would like to do this. Shall we schedule this? I'm not doing it. I'm not going to organize
yeah.
it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, I don't even know how I'm managing, to be honest. So, and all the, you know, the work that sort of derailed me, I had to do, you know, that night. And I get up while everybody's sleeping to do work on the computer. Like I, you know, was up at 6:30 before the show, so that it's quiet. I mean, it's I'm like a refugee trying to like run a business. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, but very very interesting. And I read him what it said in the Louise Hay book. You know.
Mm.
It's good to want to look at your life.
Yeah, yeah.
No shame. Like, it's a tool. And I think it's a bit of a wake-up call. And when something like that happens, and I hope he knows, I mean, we all love and care about him. I was worried sick.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, no. Like, no. Like, no, this... I'm not prepared to raise this family by myself or have this journey, or we have to see it. We've been through so much together. It's been a very trying time, to say the least. But, so we want to see what the other side of that feels like together, one would hope. So, yeah. It's incredible what could happen between a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's my update.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is there going to be any other follow-up for him
in terms
of...
Yeah. It's like I said, he's going to get on that carousel of follow-up and this and that, so he's scheduling appointments and things of that nature.
Mm.
So he's got to take care of business.
Right.
And he seems, but his energy is good. Like, and like I said, it was like a caller for the show. I felt like his field was good.
Right. And I imagine part of it just like knowing what it is.
Yeah.
Knowing what it is.
That's half of it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
And doing your
due
diligence. Like, see the doctor,
yeah.
You know, because you can't be... I'm like, let's just meet in the middle, you know. because a lot of people die because they're going to be all spiritual and not get, like, you know, that antibiotic. Let's meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
God's in the
mm-hmm.
medicine. Science is an expression of consciousness. And the divine, like, let's meet in the middle. Okay. So one woman that I read about... was holistic, and her teenage daughter just suffered from chronic depression. It's a chemical imbalance
mm-hmm.
of the brain. And she fought medication, but when her daughter got suicidal, boom, she's on medication.
Yeah.
And she's still here, and she's thriving.
Yeah.
God is in the medicine. So it's a balance, I feel.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hope, I'm glad that, you know, it wasn't the worst case scenario.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah, I'll take it.
And
I'll take it. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Hopefully he'll she'll continue to feel better.
Right.
So,
Thank you.
Yeah. We do have a hand raised. So
perfect.
Going into that, but yeah, that's a lot that has happened in the last couple of days.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of, yeah, that's a lot to put on the plate that's already pretty full.
The plate's broken. It broke. It's like a chip. It's like I got a shard. Okay, I'm working with the shard.
That's okay. We got takeout for you. Here you go.
Yeah, that's it. Hello. Give me some Filipino food. I'll take it.
All right. All right. Well, here's a caller. Area code 630. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jenna.
Jenna, hey, how are
Jenna.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Right. So how are you? What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. You know, it's summer, so busy schedule as well. So I feel you on the juggling everything part.
Oh, my God, please. Ridiculous.
But, yeah, I mean, kind of the same. New and the same. But
okay. So what's on your mind where we can perhaps support you or give you some assistance? Because I know you didn't call to say, I'm good, not much is going on. What's going on, girl?
I feel like, I'm kind of, going through some sort of transition, and I was just calling to see, if anything came through, particularly in the area of career or, love.
Oh, you know what? Let's do this. Because she's walking around the veranda. She's walking around the perimeter. Okay, walk through the door. Hi. She's like, okay, I'm going to just go pick up some, I'm going to go to Starbucks. Do you want anything? No. Okay, walk in. Okay. So let's pull a message. I think you just kind of want to get a feel as to energetically what you sort of want to look at or see where you're at. So you're going to pull a message because then it's on you.
She's got something up her sleeve. She just doesn't want to show it yet. So yeah, we'll
call that. Yeah, exactly. Because
she's
getting a venti with a triple shot. All right, so no whip.
I can use that right now.
Yeah.
No whip.
Yeah, she just whipped us.
No whip.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you know the routine, Jenna. You hear the music, take a couple seconds, say pick, and then let's. And the thing is too, it's like. That feeling of discomfort and resistance. This is what's going on. Discomfort and resistance is a way to get your attention about. Okay, I know it's summer. I know it's this, but I don't know what direction to go in. But I know that it's time to start thinking about a direction before I lose all track of time. I think that's sort of the baseline. Is that making sense?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So stand by and let's have you pull a message and we'll see where that takes us. Okay. I'm ready when you guys are.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, this is perfect. The number for this, Elisa, you're going to laugh. 101.
Of course.
Oh, my God. All right. You picked it, baby. Pay attention.
Okay.
You might want to write it down. Do you have a pen?
I do.
Okay. And I'm going to read it twice. Okay. Feeling areas of mental and physical energy blocks is an opportunity to choose resignation or investigation as to the miracle of release now. I'll read it again. Feeling areas of mental and physical energy blocks is an opportunity to choose resignation or investigation as to the miracle of release now. That's basically what I said before you picked the message. So there we go. So
there
I'm just gonna turn this over to Elisa so she can give you the lowdown on the 101.
On the 101. Oh my goodness. Well, this sequence, it starts and ends with you, right? The one and the one on either side. So whatever you're directing, whatever your thoughts are, that's all encompassed in this one. And then the zero in the middle is this experience, right? It's everything. It's the universe. It's source. It's everything. So this is life. It just means this is your life. What you're directing into it is also what you're going to get out of it. See, those ones aren't exactly the same. You know, when you go through stuff that happens, like everyday life, it's still you, but your perspective is going to be different. So this one and one on either side doesn't mean, oh, well, same old me, going to, you know, back at square one, same thing. It means there's a transformation that happens so that the you that comes out on the other side is not necessarily, it has to be like a better, you know, whatever, but I think more aware. The level of awareness has to be raised. Because you don't go through any random experience, any experience, without coming out with something that you can use, even if it's hurt, even if it's, you know, pain, you can use that in some way. You know, everyone wants the learning experience to be wonderful and everything successful, and by and large, the things that you tend to remember the most are the things that are more difficult, the ones that you really had to dig deep to figure out how to work mm-hmm. through it. So this one and one ends up being, as I said, I mean, it ends up being this two overall. The energy there is a two. And that's a good thing to remember, because even though this one, you know, the numbers are pretty much, it's just me and the universe, but what's in the universe? Everything, including you. So this overall number vibration of the two means you're going to have to be in partnership. You're always in collaboration with somebody, something. There's always going to be something else there that may, I don't want to say challenge you, but may offer you a different viewpoint because it's from a different perspective. And mm-hmm. and you don't have to necessarily agree with it, you know. In fact, a lot of times we tend to say, that's not, you know, who does that? You know, stuff like, sometimes we're like, I don't even know what that means. But if it's in your experience, it means it's something to pay attention to, because it's showing you, it may just show you that, you know, your way isn't the only way. It may, you know, the other way may not be the way that you would want to do it, but it is another way. So this is a great message, because, I mean, the biggest phrase I got, you know, it was resignation or investigation.
Right.
That's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That, I mean, that's a choice, and that's a choice for all of us. A lot of us, because it's easier, and a lot of times because we just don't feel we have the time or the energy, we resign ourselves. Like, all right, well, whatever, you know, resign. Versus investigation, which means let me look at this a little more closely. Let me put the energy into it. Let me put the time into it, because it showed up and it got my attention. And even if it ticked me off for a moment or it causes me this great inconvenience, I you know, it keeps showing up. I mean, maybe need to start looking into it, and maybe not look at it like it's an opponent. You know, it doesn't have to be anything. It could just be, well, here's something new, it doesn't have to be, it can be looked at, I guess neutral would be a good way to to look at it. And zero in that middle is a neutral zone, you know, because it encompasses everything, you know. We've heard this phrase where energy is neither good or bad, it just is.
Mm.
We put the spin on it, you know, depending on how we're feeling. You know, you get people who have a lot of energy and you're like, oh my God, I can't deal with you right now because it's just, you know, over the top, you know. Whereas sometimes when you're feeling good and you get someone else who's got that great big energy, you know, you have a great time together and you're probably completely obnoxious to everybody else around you. But you know, that, it's neither, you know, it's when it shows up, it's neither good or bad. It just is energy. So to choose to resign or investigate is really up to where you are right now in this period and what you're feeling about yourself. So that, again, the bigger picture is it's still you, but within yourself you have so many different choices you can make. But if you don't even explore those opportunities, then the default setting is resignation, and then everything kind of stays the same.
Right. You see that, you know, you think about so many, and you can understand, you know, so many elderly people, many of them are just resigned, you know, resigned to stay in the house, resigned to stay in the home, if they're in a facility. It's that resigned, that resignation to, I'm just going to not do too much.
Yeah. So you kind of stop, you know, you stop living in a way.
Yes, you do.
It's because a life by default, that doesn't sound very fun.
No, and this is why what's so great with Elisa's family, her aunt, her parents, they're still traveling the world. They're so smart. That's what's keeping them vital and healthy and young. Because there's many people their age and younger that have stopped living. I so love that family spirit that they have. Beautiful. It's the healthiest thing that they can do is what they're doing, going on adventures. I mean, that just sounds great. I mean, just how about just take that as another takeaway from this call, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
Go on it. You know, just look at things as what's wrong with going on adventures, even if it's just something silly or something that just takes a day or an afternoon?
It's so funny you said that because
why?
I just told myself that about a week ago. I was like, you know, kind of the same thing, like where I was kind of sitting around not doing much, and I'm like, you know what, I need to go on little adventures, exactly what you said. I'm like, even if it's just taking a bike ride to some place I've never been, or
exactly, you
driving
can do
to
it.
Chicago and walking around a random neighborhood, you know, just
go
and explore so much in your own backyard.
Do it. You're mobile, you're healthy, you're young. Yes. I mean, nothing is really stopping you but you.
Right, exactly.
So go on adventures and investigate, just investigation joy, you know? That's what's on the file,
yeah.
Investigation joy. Just to seek what can surprise you and delight you. Yeah, so you know what to do. So yeah, she was like, I'm going to just go on the veranda and sit a spell. No, not when you call this show. No. And I think you should replay it once it's on iTunes or in the archives, so that you can really receive the energy, because there's energetic frequencies, I believe that. And I think just the information that you heard from both of us, and I loved how Elisa took that message and really put it in a frame for you as well. And, so hopefully the next time you call us, in the not too distant future, when we say, "How are you? What have you been up to?" Well, I da 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 since the show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
It's a good issue. Yes. Yeah, thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Good luck. Have fun.
thank you. Take care.
Wow. Yeah. That's It was a great message, and I think the number next to it was just
so funny.
I love writing out the numbers because there's a visual for me to look at too. Instead of just thinking, because I can think about the numbers all the time. You know, I'm a big thinker, and as we get trained, you learn something, you study something, and you have certain ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So doing stuff like this and seeing how the numbers actually do work together, and even as a visual for me, helps, especially with the messages that you've channeled through. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
I laughed when I saw the number and I read the message after just having the quick little conversation with her. I'm like, damn, these messages are crazy. And I love that I don't pick them. They pick them.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
I love that. That was like crazy spot on.
All right. We have another hand raised.
Okay.
Good.
Let's do this.
Area code 910. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. Hi,
caller,
my name is John.
John, are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. So
thank you.
What we ask first-time callers or callers that we haven't talked to in a while, we ask for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And as Elisa is a phenomenal numerologist, and if you're comfortable, you can give your birthday, not the year, just the month and the day.
Okay. That is 3/15.
Okay, great. And what are you needing today? What's on your mind?
Honestly, it's been a rough few years.
Okay.
And it's been it's getting staggeringly worse.
Okay.
When I'm expecting it to get staggeringly better.
Well, of course. Right. And I'm getting the sense, and I don't know if this was from the past or recently, but that you have been impacted by a loss?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's passed?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I'm sorry, I'm getting the sense that you've been impacted by a loss, someone who's passed. I'm not feeling like it's very recent. I'm feeling it's from a long time ago. Were you impacted
okay.
by a loss of someone?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm not getting that it's recent. I'm getting it from, I don't know, from when maybe you were a boy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. That is the linchpin of you going through this journey of awareness to reconcile that wounded little boy and to embrace where you are now as a man. And I'm also getting that as a boy that there was, whether you have felt this consciously or not, okay, but I'm just getting the visual of it, something suffered in the translation, so I'm just dealing with the pictures that are coming into my mind as I'm reading your energy field. So it may not be literal, but more symbolic. But the energy of like a guardian angel, but I'm not feeling like that's literal so much, but there has been a benevolent force watching over you since that time. And I feel that's more in the spiritual realm as opposed to the physical realm. I'm picking up that in the physical realm that unfortunately, and as a mother of two sons, I'm feeling the pain and grief of that, that unfortunately I'm getting that you just got sort of the bare minimum of nurturing, so you've been depleted, and I think that's what's impacting sort of this emotion right now. Is that making sense? Am I?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can kind of sum it up like this.
Okay.
44 years old.
Okay.
At least when we thought.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to my family since I was 18.
There we go. Okay.
Mm.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. There you go.
And I'm a Pisces, so I'm like I'm a natural. I'm very social. I'm a natural frolicker.
Right.
Some people look at me like a lot of the times they go, "What the hell is this guy so happy about?" And even I don't know, to be honest with you.
Well, thank goodness. Well, that's beautiful.
Well, lately
that's
not the case.
Well, that's okay. It hasn't gone anywhere. Now you're ready to dig a little deeper. So it's only to be this sort of uncomfortable, like I said with the last call. That's how energy source, however name you want to call it, gets our attention. So it got your attention. You called the show.
Yes.
You follow
and
me?
I guess that's the other thing. My marriage is about, that's on the fritz.
Yeah, there's grief.
So
there's a lot of grief. Yep, yep.
Literally, I have no friends. No friends. So it's been really rough.
It's the dark night of the soul, and everybody goes through it.
It's been like 5 years.
Well, you know what? Source doesn't know about time. The dark night of the soul for some people can be an entire lifetime. For others,
it
can be a weekend.
Before that goes down. Because I can't take this anymore.
Okay, well, that's good. So it will be switched up. So all I can say before I turn this over to Elisa, okay, because I'm giving you quite a bit right now, is that really think about removing all that noise surrounding where you are seeing the story of where you are today, and just, it's exhausting. You're so tired.
Yes.
There's too much
yes.
going, it's exhausting. I am asking you to please give yourself a break, to start a meditation practice if you have not begun one. And even if it's 1 minute in the morning and 1 minute at night, to just visualize yourself embracing that little boy. Because this journey started, listen, you know why it feels like it's taking so long for you? It's because...
Boy.
I'll tell you, because this started a long time ago. So it's not going to be overnight for you to come back home to that little boy. And right now, it doesn't make sense, but looking back, it will make sense. And now I'm going to turn this over to Elisa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, John, I mean, I'm not a Pisces, but both of my parents are Pisces. So I get a lot of influences from them. And I would say when something happens in childhood, and then whether that was it, whatever followed up with, I'm not going to be with my family anymore. You know, like you just haven't even talked to your family since you were 18.
Can't stand them.
Yeah. Okay. So there is that kind of stuff I view from a point of you kind of have to go it alone because you don't have what would be your birth family, like blood family, like as a way of support or comfort. You've had to create that and try to maintain it. And it's hard what I would say is that we have a natural inclination to want to have a sense of family someplace, whether it's one person or a group, some place that defines either sanctuary, comfort, support, something like that.
At least a person to talk to.
Right. At least, like I said, at least one person, whatever that is. But if what you grew up with was so difficult for you that you don't even want to deal with your family, what you know is the opposite of that. Like, you know how to create the opposite of that because you've been in it. So it's interesting because even though we have a feeling for what we think we ought to have, it may be hard if you don't have a good reference point, right? To yeah. know, well, are these people, can I trust them?
Right.
Because there's not going to be a lot of trust if you didn't get that growing up. So that's the biggest thing. And for someone who is a Pisces, I mean, you know, the other person on my co-host here, Liz, is another water sign. So she feels a lot as well. And depending on how you're wired as a water sign, either you let it flow through you and you're like, oh, whatever, or, you know, you got those gills that maybe don't filter through everything and you're like, oh, my God, I got to carry this stuff too. So
yeah, I'm a double Pisces, sun and moon.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's
nothing
a lot,
gets through me. I mean, everything goes through me, nothing gets by me.
right. So I imagine growing up in whatever environment, like I said, I don't know your home story, right? But to say that you are not with your family anymore, you can't stand them, and you're 44 years old now, and that was when you were 18, then, you know, that's a pretty strong statement. You know, so there's some stuff that happened. We don't need to go back into that. But what you're learning, and the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because as of, you know, March of this year, this is, now we're talking about numbers. This is more in the realm of what I do. For your birthday this year, you entered the number 9 personal year. And in numerology, everything goes through cycles of 9 years. So, you know, 1 is supposedly these new beginnings, and then 9 is like the ending and of a cycle. So it just means that all the heavy stuff that you've been needing to look through anyway at some point, and even though you say it feels like it's been going on forever, and it probably has, these are certain years where it gets ramped up a little bit more because it's another opportunity to kind of clean house. And not, I want to say, not in the way that you're used to doing it, because there's one way that we have like our default setting of how we clean house, and then there's like the universe's way of saying that, and we're going to do it this way too, and it'll be in your environment as well. So spiritually, kind of getting clear on certain things. And I want to say for you, the word that keeps coming up is just being tender. It's very tender. You had to be a fighter your entire life. Like you had to fight for everything and kind of make a stand and step away. And what you said earlier, where you a lot of people who don't know you well, it's like, you know, what are you so happy about? You know, you have a certain persona.
Yes.
Because that, you know, that's how you would want to be, you know, but if you don't really feel it, then that's also where it's a lot more difficult to connect with other people who are like, well, wait a minute, you seem so happy and now we're getting this really heavy story and I can't reconcile it. So there are things that, now here, the tenderness is about you being tender really with yourself. And it doesn't mean being soft. It means comforting the inner child, like so the child you that never got that kind of comfort from anybody else, or that you at least couldn't receive it because you're so busy trying to protect yourself. This is like a coming around point. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. I'm only I'm in my mid 40s as well. So, you know, we have to learn some of these new things, or even if it's a little bit at a time. But this is the year for you, an opportunity, plenty of opportunities actually to do that. Do it in a way that's been that you haven't had to do it before. So that's why there is going to be a bit of a learning curve. But instead of looking at it as a, like, oh, God, another challenge, but think of it as if you've exhausted all your other possibilities that you know how to do, that you've done from your default setting, would you be willing to go into something a little different where, like I said, this word of tenderness. Yeah, so it's not putting up, not even a strong front or a playful front, because I think those are parts of you that's authentic as well. But that part that you don't want to show anybody, because you don't want to feel vulnerable, but you do have to acknowledge it. And I wouldn't do it alone. I would say find whether it's some type of practitioner that can kind of be grounded for you. They don't have to be all touchy-feely, you know, all about the emotions, but, you know, you're an emotional sign. So someone who can help you with that so that you're not, you don't, you know, you can feel vulnerable but not feel like you're weak. Someone can help you work through some of the emotions that you never had to express because you had to keep it together for yourself. I think that's what's coming up now and why it feels so difficult. And where, you know, you're reaching these points of, I've had enough. It isn't about really the other people around you now. This is going to be for you. And I think once you start to investigate, kind of pull from a previous message to investigate that, and open up at least a little bit to somebody who that's their job. You know, that's not like just somebody, hey, I happen to meet at a bar or whatever, but somebody that's their job, that they have hopefully a good reputation for working with people. And I would say also on a spiritual level as well. But do that, because this tenderness, it just needs that kind of attention, so that when you start doing these things, how you are viewed and how you are received by other people will be a little more in line with actually who you are, who you are wanting to show. And I think that those types of relationships will change. I mean, we don't want to go into the whole marriage stuff, but even that, I mean, even something like that, because anytime you do your own changes, it should have a ripple effect. But that's what I'm getting, from your birthday, just from everything we've talked about. This 9 year is major, major transformation, because if you think about when things are getting ready to end, it means it's because a new cycle is ramping up. So you can't always take everything with you from that last bit, some of it you just don't want to take at all. You're ready to leave it behind anyway. The foundation still has to be looked at. And I feel like on a fundamental level, there's some cracks that need to be looked at and cared for and tended to. And there's no race for this. I mean, I would say you just, take the step that feels right, that is intuitively, I think this is what I need to look at. That really, that big word is just tender. Just be very tender with yourself, because you're wanting it. I know. And so acknowledge that. And I think the things that Liz had mentioned, like where it's some type of practice, a meditative practice, something to help you with being grounded until you're, able to work with somebody that you can really, you can really open up to, even if it's just for a session. Honestly, even a session may open up some things where you're like, wow, okay.
Here's the other thing, and I guess part of one of my questions today was, I mean, I really hate saying this out loud too, but I got $5 to my name. I mean, that's not going to get me far anywhere. You guys see any income coming soon? Because I'm supposed to be a medium, and that's not where I live in North Carolina, which I call hell on earth. But
wow,
it's not working here.
Well, all I can say, we've been with you for quite a while, so I just want to sum it up with this. Think about your self-talk, because your word is very powerful, and if you can just try to switch your language in terms of how your view of things, that's going to help. Think about what we had said, maybe replay the show, but that is really going to free up the energy that's very blocked right now to look at abundance. If you look in the sky, that's abundant. The nature around you, that's abundant. And to say, I am open to receive my abundance now. This is all, like I said earlier at the top of the call, this is to get your attention. So now you could ask the universe, okay, you have my attention. What do I do next? And really be aware of the negative self-talk, because you're very powerful. And that you can slowly nudge yourself to change that. And if we're on the air 3 times a week, and if you feel like giving us an update, by all means, we're here.
Thank you. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Hang in there.
Thanks.
Yeah, hang in there.
Hang in there. It's going to get better.
Thank you.
Hang in there. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. All right, anybody else in the queue?
Yeah. No.
Okay,
I
perfect.
I want to say
hello
to people in the chat room, because we've had people in and out. Raven, Amish comedian, and a few guests here and there. So Jay had said hello as well. So thanks you all for listening. And yeah, we got the last 4 minutes or so of the show.
Yeah, so. And I just thought to just leave the energy where we both intend to leave it,
mm-hmm.
which is why
mm-hmm.
I chose that as a ending point, so that it wouldn't turn into what you and I perhaps don't intend to engage in the heavy energy. We already know the energy is heavy. So
mm-hmm.
let's look at another side of how to look at it. So I felt that was a good, and we're here,
And I'll say, you know, we usually do know, like, you know, when people ask questions, we kind of know what you would like to hear.
Right.
And the thing is, we tend to always view things from the positive anyway. So, you know, do we see something being turned around? Sure. But we can see it. But if you don't see it, then that's where
mm-hmm.
power is.
Right.
So, you know, we'll give you that positively, because, I mean, we've seen people turn things around where we're, you know, just, we would never have guessed the series of events that would allow.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes. Thank you for saying that. So I don't know if John's still listening, but we had a caller who, this is a couple of years ago, who, homeless, just at her wit's end, and she just stayed focused on being as positive as she could, and to manage, and every twist and turn, it was another door slammed in her face. Until one day she called us to say that through her church, they gave her a house and she didn't have to pay rent. And remember that?
It was wild.
Amazing.
It was wild.
Yeah, amazing.
So,
like, miracles are possible. We've actually witnessed quite a few over the years on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that was where we were definitely getting with you were talking about self-talk and,
right.
And it's true. It's so interesting because I know if you don't feel it, you don't feel it.
Of course.
But I think we get to a point where, and I, you know, you have to feel whatever you're feeling. But after a while, when you get tired of feeling that way, the only way to change it around is to start talking about something else.
Exactly.
And to start talking about something else that actually makes you feel a little bit better, even if it's just incrementally better.
Exactly. It just changed the subject. You have a conversation with a whole group of people. You're like, can we change the subject? Because we can't.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to.
You have to, right.
So, you know, as much as he would fight for, you know, what he wanted to do when he was younger, or how, you know, the environment he wanted to be into, this isn't necessarily about fighting within yourself, but it is about choosing other things that you could talk about. And sometimes it's just opening the eyes and looking around and maybe being in a, stepping outside. I live in Georgia. I grew up in South Carolina. I know where North Carolina is. I've been up there. There are beautiful places anywhere you are.
Anywhere you are,
Find a nice place. Sometimes I would imagine North Carolina, it would be somewhere by a stream or somewhere with some trees, you know, just someplace. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything, just being in that environment and just being, just having that receptivity.
Right.
To noticing the really beautiful sky or something like that. Sometimes that's all you need to get you going and to build up momentum in that direction.
Yeah.
And it
can
be done. It doesn't cost you anything.
It really doesn't at all. But I really saw the energy of this little boy, this boy that just emotionally so neglected. So, you know, that's a lot of years from a little boy to, you know, mid-40s. So it's not going to be overnight for that reconciliation to take place. You know?
But it can be done. It can be started.
It can totally be done.
Can be started.
It can totally be done. Absolutely. So we will, wow, what an interesting show. We will sign off. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available for you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to follow the feeling to you. Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Take care. Love you.
Bye. Bye.